Oh my god, this is so good. Oh god, orgasming.
Holy fuck, is this wrong? But holy hell, is it erotic?
No, it's actually Jamie Johnston, and I'm joined by
Mike the Birdman Dodd in this first prototype.
Welcome back to the prototype 2015?
Yeah, 15.
Yes, we're in 2015. I thought I went back in time because we've been like kind of AWOL and.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot what year it was, okay?
Yeah.
Sue me.
But now I get to crack the whip on Jamie. And weekly releases.
I get to come out of the
we promise.
The gaming coma here. Yeah,
me and Jamie are both doing the Scouts Honor thing right now.
Scouts Honor.
We're going to record on Mondays now because Jamie finds himself in the world of gainful unemployment. But you're a guild master or something.
I've been a guild leader for a while, but I've just been putting a lot of effort into it
lately. I'm a super nerd. You somehow transcend that. No way. I play Dungeons and Dragons, and I have a. You know what? Maybe
no. You still beat me.
Yeah. Say I can't fight my way out of this, can I?
Mine is literally I just organize idiots that are doing badly so that we do better.
Whereas I have to deal with idiots to make them do badly, but make it entertaining at the same time for hours at a time. So anyway, yes, first prototype 2015. What have you been doing over the holidays? I really haven't spoken to you a lot in the last couple weeks.
No, we were kind of like, hey, we're off for the year, and go fuck you.
Yeah, pretty much. See you later, fuckface.
Pretty much, yeah.
You've been streaming a lot.
Yeah, I have been streaming a lot. Basically,
I get emails every time you stream.
Yeah, anytime I'm doing anything really that's real fun, I throw it up on a stream. I've been playing a lot of random Steam games over the holidays there when they were all on sale, because who can't buy them? They're just so cheap. Buddy of mine, he actually gifted me a copy of H1Z1, which is...
Isn't that like SARS?
No, that's H1N1.
Oh, okay. That's...
I think that's why they were putting a play
a Z,
on that.
Oh, right.
Z as in, like, zombies.
Oh, okay.
So it's very similar to... what is that game called?
Left 4 Dead?
Well, yeah, I mean...
DayZ.
So it's very similar to that, like, kind of mod, but it's...
Don't worry, I'm good.
Okay. but basically, they've built it from the ground up rather than, like, a mod, and they're very focused on making it... Not DayZ, all the problems that DayZ has, so I don't know, it's in pre-release alpha. You can pay $20 to try it out, which usually I wouldn't be into that, but somebody gifted it to me, so I was like, fuck, I'll play it.
Why not?
We had a lot of fun when we were together, because it spawns you randomly on the map with nothing, and you have to basically build yourself up, and other players can kill you, like a real zombie apocalypse. And if you find friends, then it's great. But generally, if you find anyone that's not your friend,
so going
which
it alone
is everyone,
is
no one is your friend in a zombie apocalypse.
Nope. Not
you have
one.
Clothing on you. They want to kill you and take your clothing.
Now, can you get sick in that game from the cold and stuff like that?
They haven't implemented anything like that yet, but you can, you have a dehydration, basically food, water, energy. You can, if you get cut or whatever, you can actually be bleeding, so you have to patch it. So it's very similar to some of the army games like Arma, mm-hmm. where you actually have to take care of your character when you're taking damage.
You know what's fucked up? In that game, I never got past basic training, because whenever we did parachute training, I kept breaking my knees. I'm like, well, I guess that means I'm not going in the army now.
Yeah.
So much like in real life, my knees are fucked.
Other than that, been playing a lot of Final Fantasy XIV. Like I said, I've been doing stuff, I've made a static raid group, working on all that kind of content, the hardcore stuff. Building that community, it's the Rage community, we do pretty much every game, so that's why I've been real busy with that. What have I been playing on my 3DS?
Well, I just...
What is that game called?
I just gave you Monster Hunter.
Yeah, I literally, like, turned that on when I got here.
Now, we can't say too much more about it because I'm under a pretty heavy embargo.
Literally, neither of us have ever played a Monster Hunter game. So when I turned it on, I watched the cutscene and I was like, this looks really fun.
Yeah, but like, this looks kind of weird and cool. Because I've got we have friends in the YouTube and gaming community that really, really like this game.
Well, the series, yeah.
Yeah, like there's like Pro Jared, I think, is a huge fan of it.
Yeah, I think he's really into it.
There were some other friends of mine. One of them, he's no longer with us, unfortunately. But I think he was a pretty big fan of this, too.
I know a lot of people that enjoy the series, and they've been asking me, they're like, so what's it like? And I'm like, I haven't even turned it on yet.
Exactly. But I'll let you know when I can.
Just before we started this, literally, I was making a character, because it's got some customization. And I made this guy with the biggest shit-eating grin ever.
So, it'll be fun. So, me and Jamie should have... Maybe we'll do a joint review on this in, like, a few weeks when game officially releases.
As far as I know from the series, everyone has always told me that it has a form of multiplayer. So, we might be able to play together.
All right, cool then, yeah. I'll hopefully get a chance to put some time into it.
And we'll give a review when we're allowed to. Because we can't really say anything right now.
Exactly. So, myself, for the past few weeks, nothing but Call of Duty. I just prestiged...
Dude, bro.
I know, right? I just... Prestige 6, just before the show started, actually. And because I have all these wicked guns and all these really good unlocks, in one match I leveled up to level 10. I'm like, wow, that's kind of awesome. Not gonna lie, bit of a nerd chub.
Titanfall was like your gateway drug.
Yeah.
It allowed you to realize that prestiging was fun, and now you're doing it in another game.
Although, at least COD lets you keep your unlocks.
Really?
Yeah.
They didn't used to. Yeah. Any of the other ones.
You get to choose one permanent unlock per prestige level.
Oh, that's kind of cool. So, but at the same time, a little bit breaking.
Well, you can pick either, you can pick a gun, a perk, a score streak. So there's so much choice. It's hard to cheat the system.
I guess you're not that OP.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I should be at my typical level with all my character classes, probably by prestige 10. I should have all the perks that I need, because getting certain guns to unlock by level, 10 is a lot of who cares. But I like having classes that I consider, troll classes, where I just rush people, and that's probably frowned upon in the Call of Duty community. I guess so.
I don't know. I would say that's more just the play style of Call of Duty.
Because I just, I get guns with rapid fire and have a retardedly high fire rate, and I'll just rush people. But at the same time, it works. The last 2 weeks, I've had two 10-kill streaks, and for me, that's impressive. I'm like, holy shit, I don't suck! It's fucking awesome. I had one match. There's a spot, the map is called Comeback, and it takes place in, Laos or something, or Africa or something. And there's this power plant.
Wow.
And there's this power plant in the middle, and there's this big, I guess it's like a generator or something. So what I did is I got these two guns called the SAC-3s, which are these dual machine pistols. So I got rapid fire on them, extended mags, and laser sights, which means my hip fire sighter.
Basically a lot of bullets.
A lot of bullets, but only 48 of them. I thought I would have expected more, but either way, everybody starts rushing into this room because we're playing hardpoint, which is this objective-based one. So double kill, triple kill. I just wiped out the entire team. It's like 6v6. And the other guy, I don't know where the fuck he was. But yeah, it was just like, bam, 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 bam. Just kept knocking people out like that.
What you mean to say is they were all sitting there AFK.
Well, there was that one guy before we even came on the show today was sitting there just being all friggin' derby hooves.
Yeah, he just wasn't moving.
That's whatever. But anyway, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about something that I hold very dear to my heart. And that is how much we hate broken games.
Yeah, I love shit when it actually works. Now,
please give me games that don't fucking...
That don't fucking suck and work. Games that don't require gigabytes upon gigabytes of patches.
See, I don't even mind if a game sucks, if it at least works whenever it first comes.
Yeah.
I buy a game, I pop it into the console, if it works, that at least goes past checkmark one.
Yeah.
If it sucks, games? That's a different thing.
Yeah.
But when you pop in a game and it just does not work or has like 3 gigabytes of patches before it'll even partially work and still has issues, we got problems.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, 2014 was the year of the broken game. And
at least the end of the year was.
Yeah, like, I couldn't believe how many AAA releases had friggin' problems with them. And
see, that's my issue, is that they're AAA releases. Those guys should not be fucking up.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like some indie developer on Steam Greenlight. No, it's like Ubisoft. And sadly, they were the biggest perpetrator of this. And that sucks, as I genuinely enjoy Ubisoft. In fact, I liked Assassin's Creed Unity, despite the problems. I just couldn't recommend it in good conscience. It's funny, when I went back and played Assassin's Creed Rogue, which was the last generation's Assassin's Creed for this year, it was way more polished.
Well, from everything that I heard about it, I mean, I didn't end up picking up Rogue. Because I was told that it was basically just an expansion to Assassin's Creed 4? Black Flag, yeah.
Kind of, yes and no. It's a continuation of the story.
But it probably runs on the same engine as what I think most people were saying. So that's why it was polished, because they really didn't have
to. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah, it was already there and established. That's why I didn't pick it up, because I was told that it wasn't really a full game, didn't have a multiplayer, right?
Yeah, it had no multiplayer, but it had a much better story.
Yeah.
I got a lot more out of it than I thought I was going to.
To this day, this is, we're in January now.
Yep.
And that came out back in October?
November.
November.
Yeah.
I picked it up on the day it came out, Unity. I still haven't opened it because of all of the things that everyone has said about their needing patches and waiting on patches. So I still haven't opened it yet.
Even Dead Kings, the free DLC, is fucked up.
Like,
I don't know,
I'm afraid to bother with it, because if I run into just this wall of horrible things...
Well, most of the game-breaking glitches are fixed now. There's some in Dead Kings, but not any that would cause the game to be virtually unplayable. You might have to reload a checkpoint or two, but that's about it. But even still, that's inexcusable.
I still have that fear.
Yeah.
If I'm going to sit down and play that game for, a good 30 hours... I don't want to end up getting, 20 hours in and then something's going to break and be like, oh, 20 hours is wasted.
I think the most time I ever lost was maybe half an hour. Where I had to reload a checkpoint.
But even then, we shouldn't have to say that's not too bad.
Yeah, and that's kind of tragic. And then sadly, that wasn't the only game that was broken last year. To continue on, earlier in the year, Watch Dogs was... There were so many things wrong with the PC version. And the early console versions, like the Xbox One version I had PS4 and it worked fine. I thought it was good, but I remember other people reporting massive frame rate slowdowns on the PC version. There was code embedded in it where you could have had higher res textures, yet it was disabled for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why developers ever do that.
Yeah,
it's like, if it's there, just let it.
Yeah, I mean, if our systems can't run it, that's our problem, not yours.
It's a PC version. We can tweak it, our system, whatever way we want. It's not a console.
Exactly. Now, I sent you a list of games on your phone. Do you have your phone with you right now?
I think I do.
Yeah,
I do know of another game that broke, and it was right around the... Actually, I think it was the same day as Unity. The Master Chief Collection.
Yes, Halo Master Chief Collection. This game still doesn't work right. However, I got a free month of Xbox Live out of it.
And they also said something about people that played within the time that it was broken. They're going to get an ODST for free when it comes out, I think is just the storyline. But I mean...
I hope they include Horde mode. I doubt it, but...
It's just one of those things of all of these companies, they're releasing these games, they're broken, and then they're like, oh, well, we'll just give you free stuff. Why didn't you just give me a good experience? Delay the damn game.
Yeah, I don't mind waiting a month or two, but I wonder if it has to do with, retail partners saying, you have to hit X target date, we will purchase X amount of units.
It's also publishers, right? They're basically like, you need this game out by now, and we want our money, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the people that are... It's the developers that are their own publisher as well, that usually are like, no, we'll do what we want because we want to release a good game. Example, have you ever seen a Nintendo game come out broken? Can you think of any? I can't think of a single one.
I'm thinking here. Nothing glitch. You know what? Not even in all the years. Can I think of, I mean, there's been shitty Nintendo games.
Yeah, shitty isn't really in
never
this
outright broken.
Though. Like,
no, I cannot think of a friggin' one.
The only time that I can think of something that's ever been patched, and even then, that's not really what we're talking, like, it's different for a patch back then than it is now. They would release a new cartridge that would have something different.
Kind of like Turok 2 was a game that was patched.
Turok and 3, I think it was, wasn't it?
I don't know. It was either Turok 2 or Turok 3. And then there was, I think it was Virtua Fighter or something, and there was Virtua Fighter Remix.
I don't think those were on any Nintendo consoles.
Oh, so, no, sir. I'm thinking of Sega Saturn, sorry. but yeah, I can't think of anything that was really fixed like that. Now, if you know, feedback at thisweekingeek.net or the Facebook page.
Tell us Nintendo isn't as good as we thought.
Yeah, because I can't think of a single... I can think of balance updates, but that's just updating the game.
Yeah, I mean, that's not really a game being broken or having massive bugs. And I have said this a million times about a specific company that I don't like to buy games from until, like, 2 or 3 months after.
Yeah.
Can you guess? Can you guess?
Ubisoft?
No. EA? Usually Ubisoft's really good. This is the first Assassin's Creed that I've seen just broken to shit.
Black Flag had some problems when
it
launched.
I never encountered any.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. When I played Assassin's Creed Unity, I only really encountered the frame rate issue. I didn't encounter disappearing faces or anything.
Yeah, I remember seeing YouTube clips about that. See, I like I said, I still haven't put Unity in. I'll probably do it sometime this month. Since it should all be patched by now, right?
You know what? Next show, not tomorrow, obviously, but by next week, play an hour of it.
Okay.
And tell me what you think.
Just see if I can find anything broken?
Yeah. Just see if you have a smoother experience than what I had. And don't buy any Helix credits either.
Helix credits?
Basically, you can buy Uber swords.
Oh, no. I like
you
difficulty.
Can pay to win.
I like difficulty. I don't want to pay to win. So yeah, the company that I was talking about, it, holds one of your favorite games.
EA?
That's a publisher. I'm talking about developer, man.
Developer. BioWare?
No. BioWare is usually pretty square, too.
Yeah, because I can't think of, I mean, I really can't even think there's any problems with the Mass Effect series.
Okay, the main problem you usually would ever have would be falling through the map.
I don't know.
Really? Okay. Skyrim. Bethesda.
Oh, Bethesda,
almost
yes.
Almost every Bethesda game comes out horribly broken with holes in the map, glitches out the butt, and they patch it like crazy, and yet everybody still buys their shit right away.
Although this year has been different, especially with Elder Scrolls Online just under a year release, that game is going free to play.
Because that game was really bad.
Game is shit. That, like, I actually gave my review code to your girlfriend so she could review it for me, and she frankly told me, I can't. This is friggin' terrible.
Yeah.
And I'd much rather have no news than shit news, if I can help it.
Yeah, it was one of those games where it was like, this should be amazing, and then you load into it, and you're
why?
Just like... Like, I think from her words, she was like, I enjoyed the voice acting, and that was because some of her favorite voice actors were, like, right near the start of the game. And then she's like, everything else is just horrible. Horrible.
Like, I don't get it. Like, with Bethesda and Skyrim, it took them, like, a year and a half, I think, to get that game patched up right. And even still, there are some game-breaking bugs in that game now. And I think it's in 1.4 on consoles. It may be a little later. On the PC, like, I know there's certain quests where they can glitch, and you can lose them forever. In fact, I actually almost got fucked by one of these. It's the one where you have to get the werewolf, where you get cursed to become a werewolf, and you have to give this ring back or something. I fucked up, and I lost the ring. I'm thinking, oh my god! But I was able to reload a save, and I was able to pickpocket the werewolf before he died or something. And I got the ring, and I could
pickpocket the werewolf.
Yeah, I could pickpocket the werewolf, so I could get him to kill him.
That was a very bad werewolf. He does not have the very werewolf-like senses.
Way to go, loser. But yeah, it was just, I remember there being so many little problems with that game, or getting stuck in walls. I mean, that's a big problem, I think, with like certain games.
Well, it's actually funny, because I found that list of games that you sent, like, for this.
Yeah.
And you, the only one on here that has Skyrim in brackets has many, many bugs.
Yeah, and some of them are really stupid. Some of them are really small. But I remember there being a number of game breakers where if you did things in the right, and I'm using air quotation marks here, right order, things would break.
Yeah, it's an open world game, so that I guess they have a lot of things that they probably didn't expect players to do in specific orders.
Yeah, like
break shit.
Yeah, there's like a lot of variables. I mean, for example, I'm playing, and I guess I wouldn't call this a game breaking bug, but I don't think the developers intended for me to do it. I was playing through Saints Row 4 Gat Out of Hell, and I'm just wandering around doing all the activities, trying to level up. I was near max level with all my shit ready to rock and roll by level, I think I was ready to go by like level 12 or something like that. Pretty much I'd collected everything I could on the map, but I still had to collect or do these other things. And it's and that was before I even touched any of the loyalty missions. I was ridiculously overpowered, but that may be just bad game design, I guess.
That's more just a design oversight, I would say.
Yeah, because I found there was another game I did this with, too. I think it was Tomb Raider, where I was ridiculously overpowered, like with all my guns and everything. I was like, wow, see, this is really easy.
I think I've almost done that in every Assassin's Creed, and it wasn't
Same here. Like, when I played Assassin's Creed Black Flag, I'm like, this should be harder.
It really comes with any overworld, like large world design where you're open world and can do whatever you want, because they allow you to get those weapons, so you can get them right away by, you know, pounding 10 hours into that, and then the rest of the game is just fucking way too easy because you kill everything.
Well, yeah, like I remember just going through Assassin's Creed and just doing all the things, like, all right, I'll just clean up the map first, and then there'll be more to do. Not exactly.
No, the way they have it designed is that if you want to do it that way, you can, but it's going to make the rest of the game super easy.
Another game, I would call this one broken, but it's a very specific case. Dead Rising, the original Dead Rising. When that game came out, there was text on the bottom of the screen. If you played this on anything but an HDTV, you couldn't read it. And people had, and this is just when HDTVs were starting to become popular.
That actually happened with a lot of games like that.
Yeah.
Around that time,
and they said they wouldn't go back and fix it.
See, and I don't think that's not really a bug. That's just a stupid design oversight.
But they could patch that in theory. You would think, right?
I mean, yeah. All it would be a couple lines of code or editing some lines of code saying making the font this size, but. It might be something that the reason they probably didn't do anything about it is because that would be hours and hours of having testers go through and make sure all the text actually fits on the screen properly because of the change. But
you would think
it was a pain in the ass because at that time I didn't have an HDTV. So I had tons of games where it was like, I can't read this. So I'm just going to YOLO run through everything
and hope for the best
and hope that I win. Like, I don't know what I'm doing, but who cares?
Yeah, and it's such a pattern with, like, newer games where it's just like, okay, if you don't have X, who cares? And although now it's 2015, everybody should have an HDTV.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone should have a super fast web connection. But that's the thing, though. When I got to thinking about this specifically, I got to thinking about this. There was a friend on my Facebook, and they were talking about the Halo Master Chief Collection because she got an Xbox One for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, all right, cool. Welcome to the world. She's like, but I'm mad. I'm like, why? Because it takes 60 gigabytes to get all the stuff to get Halo, the Master Chief Collection, to run, to get like all the extra. And this is if you buy digital.
Yeah.
But yeah, to get the game, the maps, and all the patches, and they're constantly patching it. And I've got to thinking, wow, I never even considered that, because it's, when I called my cable company earlier this month, they're like, okay, sir, we see you're not using X amount of data per month. Would you like to switch down your package? We can save you a little bit of money. I'm thinking, you know, it'll be the one month I go ludicrously over, and that'll be the month you profit off me, and no. So this month, when I got my Xbox I won from Doritos and Mountain Dew, thanks Call of Duty, I downloaded all my games to my new console, right? Because I can just switch between the living room and my bedroom on these consoles. As my friend Brandon says, check your privilege. I know, isn't it cool? Anyway, so doing that, in one day, I downloaded 555 gigabytes. That's half a terabyte.
The fuck did you download? Did you download all of the porn?
All the porn.
All of the porn.
For the letter A.
For the letter A. No, no. A's probably got a lot more than that, dude.
Amateurs and anal.
Think about it, yeah. Maybe all of the porn for the letter Z.
But yeah, I was like, holy shit. I downloaded this much to my console. I was like, holy fuck, man. I was blown away by it.
Yeah, it's pretty rough whenever you first get something. And if you're doing digital,
yeah, and that's the thing. A lot of reviewers now, we only get digital copy. The last hard copy game I got was Dragon Age Inquisition and Grand Theft Auto V. And I really need to go through Dragon Age again. Actually, I just need to go through that entire series from start to finish so I know what the hell's going on. That's another game you cannot just jump into. Unlike Mass Effect. You can jump into Mass Effect 2 and 3 and know what the fuck's going on. Well, Dragon Age 3, not
I
so
mean,
much.
You play it so many times, you probably know no matter where you are.
Oh, yeah.
I could jump into it and be like, I don't know what I'm doing.
But it would take a five-minute conversation to catch you up.
Yeah,
whereas with Dragon Age, I hope you've got a half an hour or more.
Yeah.
Another game that was broken comes to us from EA, Battlefield 4. They delayed DLC to fix this. It's working now, I think.
Well, I mean, it was mostly the online multiplayer, which I find a lot of games suffer from really rocky multiplayer launches. At least in the last, like, 2 years. They're always broken or have server issues or, like, just the first day a multiplayer game comes out, you may as well not try playing it. It's pretty much the precedent they've been setting.
I didn't have any problems with this year's COD launch, but when playing Master Chief Collection, I was actually playing with developers from 343, and it took us forever to get shit figured out. And I just figured, all right, it's not ready on the back end, when it truly wasn't ready on the back end.
It wasn't ready at all.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to say anything negative, if I can help it. But
I mean, they realize their mistake. That's why they're giving free stuff.
But I'm trying to think if you've ever seen, like, I haven't seen this, and I might very well be wrong, out of, say, Activision. I've never seen a Call of Duty botch launch.
See, I haven't really been at the launch of a Call of Duty for, like, last 3 years.
Oh,
so
no way.
Know.
I thought of an Activision one, because it's Activision Blizzard. Diablo 3 had a fucked up launch. Because you couldn't get on.
Well, that was part of the whole DRM bullshit that everybody thought was a great idea, and then it went out the window, and no one does it anymore.
See, it's only ever a great idea in the boardroom. If you wear a suit and make over $100,000 a year, it's a good idea.
And don't play the video game?
Exactly. If all you sign is paychecks,
yeah,
it's a great idea.
Yeah. I mean,
but no.
What was that, like a full fucking week, maybe even 2 weeks, where it was just...
It was like Air 73 or some shit like that?
Yeah, it was a stupid error code where it was just, you can't get online, or...
There was another one for World of Warcraft, which launched late last year, and people...
The expansion?
Yeah, people were waiting days to get in. I can't remember who it was, but it was a pretty big YouTuber. I want to say it was one of the guys from Machinima. I think it was one of the guys from ETC or whatever. And he had it, and he was posting Twitter updates. After 4 days, he got in.
Yeah. That might have just been an over, like a population density thing, because everybody was like, let's go back to World of Warcraft.
But that's something that could be fixed by putting a few more servers online.
They might not have expected it, because, I mean, speaking from experience, Final Fantasy XIV, A Realm Reborn, they had a rocky start because they had, I think it was like more than four times the amount they were expecting.
Okay,
they were like
one
of the biggest MMO launches ever, and they were like, they literally posted a thing saying, we did not expect this, hold on while we go and rent some servers.
Wow.
Okay, like, they legit were just like, we didn't have enough servers, we like had enough for about double what we expected to happen.
But we didn't expect this.
We did not expect this, so they went and rented servers until they got to buy some more.
See, I'm willing to let that go. A little bit.
Well, I mean, nobody thought that launch was going to be that fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's World of Warcraft. They should have been ready for
that. I'm trying to think of other games. I can't think... I think StarCraft had a relatively good launch.
Yeah, StarCraft never seems to have a bad launch. I don't know why.
Koreans?
Well...
I don't mean that to sound racist, but I say that
did StarCraft
because they're ready to rock.
Or after Diablo 3?
Afterwards.
It was after Diablo 3?
Yes.
Oh, then they probably fixed their shit.
Yeah. Well, that, and I would expect with the huge esports presence in, like I said, Korea... They can't afford to have a game like that down.
Yeah, they really can't.
Trying to think if there's any other
SimCity
modern. Yes, and that stupid DRM. That game didn't work for weeks, and by then no one cared.
Yeah, nobody wanted to play it anymore.
Which sucks, because that's a game my wife would have loved. And no, they gutted it. They turned on all this stupid always online thing, and it ruins games.
I remember just like reports. And reports of how much like that launch fucked them, because they just lost all their consumers. Everybody was like, "Let's play SimCity! It's a new SimCity! Yay!" And then it turned into just doesn't work.
Who cares?
And then by then they just forgot about it, because SimCity is one of those games where you play it at launch and you go back and maybe play it a little bit, like once a year or something.
Or it's a game that hooks you in immediately and you keep playing.
Yeah, like, it's the type of player. You're either one or the other. It's not like...
You're either in or you're out.
Yeah. So, it basically made everybody just go, fuck it, I'll find something else to play.
Trying to think of other games that had a really botched launch or that were broken.
Well, I mean, we can go back, back a bit. I mean...
Well, I mentioned the Sega Saturn. I think it was the Saturn. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the Saturn. There was a Virtua Fighter for it. The first release they had was crap, but then they released one later on. I think it was called Virtua Fighter 2 Remix or something, and they added updated textures, and it played a lot closer to the arcade version, and they fixed things that were wrong with it, and they gave everyone who purchased a copy a free copy.
Oh God, you mentioned Sega, and I just had a flood of memories that I had been suppressing for about 5 years.
The Sega?
No,
or
more
the
than...
Sonic?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sonic 06. It's been more than 5 years.
Yeah, dang. And that's a game, like, I don't know how that got through QA.
It's like 10 years.
Even Sonic Boom Rise of Lyric that came out back in November, I think. It's got a number of bugs in it too. And I don't understand.
It's like
how...
they just don't give a shit. They don't have a QA department.
Well, Sega, it's funny because another game that was fucked up upon release. Aliens Colonial Marines. The AI was beyond retarded. Like, that rode the short bus to school, and there wasn't a lot you could do about it.
That one there might just be a bad game, though, not bugs.
But they did patch it in so it was better. But, like,
Sonic 06 did not get patched.
No.
I wish it did.
Which, yeah.
This is Sonic 06 in a nutshell. They go to the QA department. That, like, the producer of the game, he's just like, so, is it good? And they're all like,
I don't know,
you
boss.
Might want to take a look. And he looks at it, and he's like, oh, Sonic's in it. It's good. Ship it.
Yeah, pretty
like,
much.
He didn't even give a shit.
Can That's... you run? Yes. All right, let's
Can you
go.
Run? Yes. All right, it's Sonic. Go.
Like, that's so disappointing.
Oh, my God. That game is probably, like, people say E.T. was the worst game ever. I'm fairly sure Sonic 06 is
E.T.
the worst
was
game.
At least playable.
Yeah, you could play E.T. You had no idea what the fuck was going on.
But you could.
But Sonic 06, you literally... The game is complete, but it's really hard to get through it.
Yeah,
without... I beat it. I will say, I beat it. I suppress these memories.
I've played it. I didn't think too much of it. I kept running into I'd fall through the world glitch.
That's all you ran into?
That's all I ran into, was falling through the world. I'm like, all right, fuck it. I just don't care anymore.
I mean, are you sure you didn't run up a wall and then be stuck?
Nah. I'm trying to think of other really bad glitches that I've encountered, or more or less stuff. See, I guess the whole point of this episode is, I think we as the consumer have to stop saying, all right, here's our $60.
Honestly, all these companies push pre-orders on us with these pre-order bonuses that, if you really think about it, don't really matter. A lot of them are DLC. They're like weapons or something. And
or
it's
skin.
Like, yeah, and a skin. And it's like, you know what? As consumers, we really need to stop pre-ordering. And I'm usually the guy on the exact opposite side of the fence, because you need pre-orders to be able to know that you're going to be making enough money to make X amount of copies. But for all these companies, anytime a company ruins your day whenever you open that game and it's broken, that should put a notch against them where you're just like, you know what? I'm not pre-ordering your next game. I'm going to wait until I find out if it's broken.
See, I can't think of any pre-order that's really blown up my skirt in the last year. Or I really needed to have
it. And that's just it. Like, there's really not a lot to the pre-order bonuses. It's just something to get you to pre-order. Because the more pre-orders they get, the more money that they have, and the more they know that they need to ship out X games.
Although, one thing that I've noticed, it's a pattern specifically with GameStop and PlayStation titles, is if you get a pre-order bonus for anything first party from GameStop, you're basically getting the collector's edition minus the physical stuff. Mm-hmm. I noticed this especially with The Last of Us.
Yeah.
You basically got the survival edition. You just didn't get the cool statue or the book. But you got the soundtrack and all the extra shit.
But still, it's just one of those things that as consumers, we're kind of at that point where we're literally pre-ordering, picking up, paying for the rest, and throwing the game right in the machine, just assuming that the game's going to work. And developers are getting away with it because we're doing that. I think we, as a population, need to just, if a company screws up like that, be wary of the next game. Don't pre-order it. Don't buy it until you find out. And that'll cause developers to eventually pick up their shit and be like, hey, people aren't buying our games like zombies anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe we should stop sending them out broken.
Yeah, I mean, it's a problem that can be fixed, but is money enough to do it?
Yeah, if we don't buy their games as a population, but they're going to get fucked. But see,
are you going to get through to enough people to make that big of a difference?
Probably not.
Which is kind of shitty. And even if you ask the YouTube population, the people that push the games, even developers can say, look, if you don't give our game a positive review, we're not going to send you anything. Or don't mention that X is broken. Hell, I remember Activision was taking down Call of Duty glitch videos on YouTube for like 2 or 3 weeks, and I'm pretty sure they'll flag your videos now.
Well, wasn't it Ubisoft that like sent out a thing saying please don't put up any reviews until like 12 that day?
Yep.
Because they knew it was broken.
Now, what they said officially on the record is they wanted the game servers to be more populated for when you do
so people
the
had
multiplayer
a
mission.
Multiplayer experience.
Yeah. Now, when I was doing my review, I got into a few multiplayer missions. One of them completely by accident. Luckily, the guy I was paired with wasn't a complete moron, and we finished it, but you know what I'm saying? That's a little sketchy, and even for The Crew, which is another game which came out to lackluster, we were told you shouldn't do a review till you've had about 40 hours with it.
See, I can understand that, though. Like, if they're demanding that you at least play the game, not just, like, look at it and be like, hey, it was bad.
But here's the thing. We didn't get it until launch day.
Well, so they...
That's bullshit.
They said 40 hours, but here's it is at launch day, yeah.
Yeah, like, what's the point?
I mean, the thing is, when it comes to reviews and companies withholding that kind of stuff, if you're withholding a review at any point, that means that you're worried that something is wrong, so fix it.
I can only think, I've only ever been told this maybe a total of 5 times in my career that I can think of, where we've been told to hold reviews until after retail launch. So it's sketchy. Sketchy.
And, I mean, it's one of those things that, like, to continue to basically follow laws and non-disclosure agreements, we do that. But when they tell us that, it's just like, hey, guys, I'm not allowed to have a review out until this date. That's all we need to say to basically say it's probably going to be bad.
Just had a thought, and I'm just looking at my shelf right now, and I just remembered something. I thought of a really big broken game they were not going to patch just because it was so far gone. I think it was the Silent Hill collection, or Silent Hill Remastered for PS3.
I actually never played it.
Or some, I know it was something Silent Hill, and it was so messed up they said they're not going to fix it.
Was it the standalone Silent Hill?
I know Zone of Enders had some problems with it too, and they didn't patch those.
Zone of Enders HD?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There were some issues. I don't know. That's just memories. Once again, if you know what the hell I'm talking about, feedback thisweekingeek.net, let us know. But
nobody knows what the hell you're talking about, Dad.
Oh, nobody ever will. So next time on the show, we're going to be back next Monday, probably next Monday evening by the time you hear this. We're going to be talking about the Nintendo 3DS. I'll have had the new 3DS for about two weeks.
The new Nintendo 3DS and the old one.
And the old one, yeah. I mean, talking about the system is 4 years old. The not so old
one, but
think about that. It's four years old. Yeah, 2011.
Why the hell did they call it the new 3DS?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about some really good games, some really bad ones. And is the system a really...
Is it worth it if you already have one? And
yeah.
Is it worth it if you don't have any?
Exactly. We'll kind of give you our rundown of the Nintendo 3DS. Also, the week afterwards, we're going to talk about the Nintendo GameCube, a system that doesn't get nearly enough love. And it's really got a fantastic library behind it if you go back and look at it. So that's what we're going to talk about on the next 2 weeks here up on the prototype. So once again, if you want to get involved in the show, feedback at thisweekingeek.net. We always appreciate your input.
Post stuff on Facebook. Woo!
Yep, Facebook. You can find us on there under the prototype or look on this episode post on thisweekingeek.net. There may be some downtime coming for the website in the next couple of weeks as we transition to a new host. And you might see some other changes coming, but don't worry. They're all positive, actually. And
positive.
I'll let you guys know what is going on with that otherwise. We do have a voicemail line, which I do check, which is 817-717-7202. And, well, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd.
And I've been Jamie J.J. Johnston saying, fucking bugs, man.
I don't want to download it.
We are the opening band. We are here to do 5 or 6 or 7 songs. Don't go too long and get the hell off the stage. We are the opening band. We're probably not the band you came to see tonight, but it's alright, cause soon we'll go away. And we're wondering just where the hell's the sound guy. He disappeared just after we got up here. He's probably behind the building rolling up a fatty, and he'll be gone until our last song. We got a VW van. I had to sell every Star Wars figure that I had and ask my dad to co-sign for the loan. We don't got a whole lot of fans. Nobody asked for our autograph, and sad to say, as of today, no panties have been thrown. And we're wondering if this was worth the drive here. We spent 6 hours in traffic on the highway for $50 and half price on the cheese fries and free Miller Lite on tap. Who can drink that crap? Cousin lives in town and will be crashing at his place unless his girlfriend's home from college and she's staying for the weekend. And if she is, then we will have to go and park the van behind the IHOP by the turnpike, and we'll sleep in the back seat. And we're wondering just where where the headline act is. They're probably getting wasted in the green room, and they don't give a rat's ass who we are. So when they start to play up here, we're gonna drink all their beer. We are the opening band. We hope that all of you sign up on our mailing list and buy our disc and t-shirts in black and gray. We are the opening band, and we only got about 25 more minutes left. That's all we get to blow your ass away. We are the opening band. We are the opening band. Hello.